Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft Night Edition. The NFL season, so eloquently put by Jesse Nelson in his Sports Center on ESPN Madison, begins tonight, sort of edition. The Romeo edition. And the Mark Tauscher, what are you doing here? Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. The Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location, which was undisclosed for about 2 weeks. And I'm a little worried because I'm only seeing me on the video. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He has been missed despite our fantastic crew of cousin subs of the day. It is Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What do you mean? There I am. I was going to say, Jesse, what? I sign up on the VMix deal. I'm here.
Oh.
You guys know I was gone for like 6 days, right? Six work days.
No. Six work days. Maybe, yeah, I guess.
Six work what days. And I worked one of the days.
Did I not? For your service. I'll have Paula yell at you for doing that.
Thanks for making that a Sunday.
Yeah. At 10 o'clock at night, at your most convenient look time.
It wasn't right, convenient for me either, FYI. But I'm glad to be back. I'm very glad to be back. I'm starting to wonder. So we love traveling. We like going out doing stuff. Jason likes staying in his basement, or looks like today at Lambeau Field, which is his job.
Hey,
but I'm not going to lie to you. After
week, I'm not going anywhere.
After
the girls are traveling.
Okay, I didn't say the girls. I said you. Jason,
I was just trying to contribute and remind you how it feels to be interrupted from time to time. Please, the floor is yours. I will now maintain radio silence.
Okay, so I'm starting to wonder, and this annoyed Sarah last night. Traveling has become, you're just happy you're alive. Like, that is now it's not that I'm going to get there on time or that things are going to go smoothly. Now it's the plane landed. I'm alive. And that's that is really what we're asking for from airlines and the travel world now is, you know what? You can't complain because you're alive. Is that really where we're at? Because here's the deal. We leave Monday night after we went up to Dream Drive and went up to Packers camp. We flew out late on that Monday. Understanding, I knew that there was some issues with the airlines because of some hack deal That happened 4 days earlier. It happened on a Friday.
Pride strike.
Mm-hmm. Old girl was antsy. I could tell she was antsy. She's like jockeying flights to get moving. We end up getting to Minneapolis that night, and we end up staying there for a couple hours. And I don't know how Sarah did it. She maneuvered and got us on standby. If we did not get on standby and flew out to Denver, we did a Rocky Mountain National Park along with some other things when we were out in the Denver area. If she didn't get that, Jason, it was Monday night at about 1 o'clock is when our flight finally took off. Monday at 1 o'clock. Supposed to take off at
technically
8,
Tuesday,
7.
I suppose. Yeah.
Whatever. So all this is happening. She gets us on standby. We end up getting out there. We end up getting out there at 3 o'clock Monday morning or Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. Tuesday. The trip's great. Like, we met up with the Davenports and the Petrinis. We went up with three other families. The kids got all together. We did a bunch of fun stuff. Whitewater rafted the whole bit. It was fantastic. We end up going on Sunday. Everybody kind of goes their separate ways. We do the Rocky Mountains for 2-3 days. And then yesterday, luckily, we panicked a little bit. We were supposed to come back late. We ended up going midday. How long do you think is reasonable to get from Minneapolis to Madison in an airplane? Like, you get in the airplane. What is the... What do you think? What do you guys think is and I put in air quotes reasonable to get back? Now, just give me an idea.
So, this is a loaded
just for
question.
Reference, for reference, we were supposed to take off at 4:44 p.m. from Minneapolis to Madison. What do you guys think is reasonable to do? Just reasonable. I'm asking a question, Jason. You can speak now.
Well, here's the thing. Normal circumstances.
I'm not sure I want to.
Normal circumstances. I've never flown Minneapolis to Madison. I would imagine less than an hour.
How have you never flown Minneapolis?
I've never flown out of Madison. I've never flown out of Madison. I've only flown out of Milwaukee, so that's why.
Okay.
But if we were, I would expect like the Milwaukee to Chicago flight's like 15 minutes. So I would imagine an hour, like no more than 2 hours to go Minneapolis to Madison.
Jaybird, what do you think is reasonable?
I once flew from Madison to Minneapolis just to qualify for gold status on Northwest Airlines, walked off the plane, got on a different plane, and flew back to Madison, basically grabbing a coffee, a Caribou Coffee, in between during my stay in MSP, and I was home in less than 2 hours. So I would say if I was able to do that back in the old days, that 2 hours with delays, because it's what, 45-ish minutes in the air, I would
like
say
39
two,
minutes is what it's
2 hours. Yep. 2 hours is reasonable with some minimal delays. For some reason, I have this sneaking suspicion.
No.
It took longer. I know. Spoiler alert.
No, everything went smooth, and we were home in 45 minutes. It was just absolutely gorgeous.
That'd be a twist.
I just don't get it, man. Like,
well,
I don't get it.
What time did you? How long did it take? You can't ask the question and then
we
not
got home
answer.
At 11 o'clock. We got home at 11 o'clock.
Actually, better than I thought it was going to be. Quite
I thought
frankly.
It'd be after midnight. Yeah,
and we only had one of our two bags. That's the other thing that just is completely dumbfounding. So I get it; it's a complicated deal to fly and to have all this stuff. But it literally is the only business that I know of that is, well, you're alive. Like, that's it. Like, there's nothing else. Now, we're not asking to be treated well. It's just we're alive. So, I said this, and this irritated my family as I was driving home last night with one of the two bags, even though the flight was delayed by 6 hours in the plane. Traveling, I'm not sure if the juice is worth the squeeze. I just don't know. Like, I need some guidance here. I'm starting to need some guidance because Sarah was stressed beyond. I've not seen her this stressed. The last two legs of this flight. The kids actually didn't care. Matter of fact, Eleanor fell asleep. The plane, we somehow were in Minneapolis on the gate. There was some lightning that came. The ground crew couldn't come to push us off. They had to go back in, but then I'm thinking, well, why the hell are we sitting in a metal tube out in the middle there if they're not good to do it? So all these things are going through my head. Eleanor actually thought that we had landed in Madison when the plane had never even taken off in Minneapolis, so she could give two rips about how any of it's going. Max is playing some baseball game on his iPad. He doesn't care. So maybe I just need to start taking the I don't care methodology. But what I don't get, Jason, is the fact that the plane sat there. We sat on the runway for 3 hours, which I think is the limit.
On the
then
runway
they pull us back,
or at the gate?
On the runway,
okay.
In Minneapolis, yes. Then they pull us back in because we ain't got gas to get to Madison. So then I'm like, well, I'm getting off the plane. And the gal's like, well, if you get off the plane, you might not get back on. I said, what the hell does that mean? Like, what does that mean? You're
is
letting
that what
us
you
off.
Said? Is that what you said to her?
I
what
did.
The hell does that mean?
Oh, and geez. I said, well, what's the odds this plane's getting to Madison? Because we're going to rent a car. And she goes, I don't know. I'm not in the predicting business.
Hey!
That did make old
tea. My favorite flight attendant. I love her.
No, this was a gate agent. So we ended up meeting. So honestly, I'm irritated, but I'm not like Tausch irritated to the top notch. I'm starting to bubble, but I'm not like, I'm not volcanoing over.
I feel like you'll come to respect that comment in due time. Like, once you're over this, you'll respect her response there.
I don't have a problem. And then I meet old boy, who had just gotten off of a flight from the Philippines through Japan back to Minneapolis. He's been traveling for 29 hours. I'm sitting there talking to him as we're three of the people that got off the plane. That was sitting there.
Bold.
And you know what I said? You know what? All right, I get it. I'm not going to sit there. And we ended up getting in a conversation. I sat next to a nice young man. I got in a conversation about Jordan Love and the pack. So it got me back going. But this whole travel snafu deal, this is the first time in a long time that I'm starting to wonder if traveling is worth it. Like, I legit got off the plane last night. Driving home with my one bag, the other bag, Lord knows what it'll show up. How is a bag, when you're sitting there for 6 hours, how does that bag, one bag get on the plane and one doesn't? I don't know. But that's where I'm at. So take it away, Jason.
Take it away. So, all right, first of all, I was just texting with Keyshawn Nixon's mom, who I am looking forward to meeting in person after doing that Mother's Day story about her. She slept in the Las Vegas airport last night, finally got to Minneapolis. She's been traveling for 24 hours, has not gotten a whole lot of quality sleep. She's had a recurrence of her breast cancer, and she still isn't here to see her son practice. So you're not the only one who has run into travel problems, along with your friend who traveled to and from the Philippines. I am curious, do you think that your experiences are any different than any other travelers? Because it does feel as if, with the one exception of your Machu Picchu trip, which your brother then had all kinds of snafus and issues, every time you go on a trip, you return with it wasn't the food made or broke the trip. It's here is the crap I dealt with in my travels. And so I think it's fair for you to be questioning whether or not the juice is worth the travel squeeze. And that leads to my question of, does that mean you're going to do more shows then, or you're just going to take more days off and stay home?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I am one, just like when I played and you had that little buffer zone. I don't want to make rash decisions. Mm-hmm, I want to think things through.
Sure.
I want to have like some time and not let emotion dictate your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to say we're never going anywhere again. I don't think I'm going to say that.
I don't think you are either.
But if you asked me last night, yeah. And in all honesty, I have to give myself a pat on the back because I didn't get like magma level. But again, the way out to Denver,
Wouldn't that be under the surface then?
Yes. But it gurgles, and then you have the lava. And I stayed magma-ish. I didn't lava it out last night, which is a win.
You said you didn't get magma. I don't know what.
I had magma gurgling. I didn't lava overflow.
You did magma. You're giving props to yourself for not lavaing, which good for you. That's great.
I'm telling you this. On the way out to Denver, there was a good chance that we weren't even going to make the trip. And I was calm and cool as a cucumber. Like, I was cool and calm like a cuke. Okay?
I have to give myself a pat on the back, he says.
Last night was not pat on the back. I am just, it is travel day to get home, I am all in, get me home. I don't know if that's how other people feel, I ended up reading a full book. We landed in Minneapolis. I had a 300-page book that I was, I need to get this done. I read it, and then I had to watch an episode of The Sopranos because I still had time left on this Minneapolis.
Sounds like it was a very productive
delay. That's where I'm at. Yeah, I tried to make it as positive as I could so I didn't get the lava overflow from the magma buildup.
Props to you.
Old magma.
Thank you.
Pat on the back.
Thank you. And then I got the kids. Jesse puts my kids on duty. The kids ain't getting paid. So my kids come up with these trivia questions. They're going to the state fair today, down getting some cream puffs and doing all that stuff. Going to see our teammates from WTMJ. And this is what they send me. And these questions, I'm going to be real curious how accurate they are and how much judgment Jesse's going to have, because he is forcing my kids to go through child labor and write these questions up.
Just like he forced you to do that digi-only on Sunday
In fairness,
nights.
You forced me to do adult labor on Sunday night, and I didn't get paid extra for that, so this seems fair.
Reasonable. That's reasonable.
Okay. I'll
tell you one other thing before we move
do.
On.
Yes, please. Please do. Yeah.
You know what? I've always struggled with the Earth's axis and the sun and the moon and all that, right? You guys know September, October.
We're playing the greatest hits this morning. This is great.
No. We're not doing that. But what I'll tell you is, out in the Rocky Mountains,
don't play your quarterback till Thanksgiving is next.
There's a spot, the Continental Divide, and how that works. Are you guys as blown away as I am that water just in one spot will matriculate? One goes this way, one goes that way, and how much that determines the world? Like, it's just so fascinating. The Continental Divide is a fascinating deal. All I'm saying is there's a landmark at one of these spots in the Rocky Mountains. It says Continental Divide, and I think I took a picture of it. Sarah, if you're listening, send me that picture. It basically
She's
the water
off the show already.
The water flow from the Atlantic Pacific, and how one spot or a couple of spots dictates where water flows. You don't think that's fascinating?
I didn't know that's what the Continental Divide was. So I am fascinated, but you're a little light on information.
Jason, I've never given
Jason,
one thought about
you
the
guys,
Continental
I took
Divide.
A picture of the sign.
As our fans are letting me vent and go through this, that's why I will continue to travel with my family.
Not us.
Because it's little things like the Continental Divide that bring me back. And watching a herd of elk roll through the valleys and the mountains of the Rockies. And those are the things that will let me put up with 18 hours of bad air travel. That's the stuff. The Continental Divide is why I'm going to continue to travel. So there you go.
I'm here to give both Mark Tauscher and the Continental Divide a pat on the back.
Ironically, it's the Continental Divide that keeps us together. Isn't that right?
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right. Yeah. Well, now that you've sufficiently made me nervous for Paula and the girls' trip and whether they're going to run into travel issues or not, I appreciate that. You should be nervous, though. You should be nervous because today is August 1st. You've been off the show for, as you pointed out, 6 work days. which I don't think is right, actually. I think it's seven. At least
no,
seven.
No, it's seven. It was, but I counted the Sunday as a work day, so I only missed six is how I looked at it.
That's not how that works.
So it's actually right. No, that is how it works.
Not how that works. No.
Half hour of work.
Listen,
at 9 p.m.
Of all things, Jesse, I'll take a little bit of grief from Jason. I ain't taking any grief from you about work days and hours and anything like that. So if Jason wants to bully ball me, that's fine.
No.
Jelly Belly? No, I don't think so.
I enjoyed my 7 days with Wisconsin's Morning News filling in.
Oh, and by the way,
T.
Don't ever call yourself Lou Gehrig, okay? I'm not interested in hearing you think that you're Lou Gehrig and that I'm Wally Pipp, because that ain't happening, whatever I want to call you. I don't know.
All right. If that's what you think occurred while you were gone, I am here to
assure heard
you.
The audio. They said it was your mouth saying it. It was your words. Tausch always talks about Wally Pipp. Well, I'm
you
here
do.
To tell you I'm going to be Lou Gehrig.
Did you
That's
hear you this?
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
I didn't realize that that being facetious was now a crime on Wisconsin's Morning News. I noticed that you came back today because I didn't get a phone call from Pancake. So I don't think I'm actually Lou Gehrig. I didn't think I'd have to explain that to you, but here we are. Why don't you explain to us now what's going on? Just let me finish. What's going on now with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin?
Jason, you have your dad joke ready?
I can
it's August 1st. Oh, I forgot that. It's not. How do you say welcome to your guest? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless to Pella's custom color scheme. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. And say it with a great deal, like 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down and equal payments. But hurry up. This offer ends at the end of August, which is 8/31 of 2024. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Tausch is back. Back again. Tausch is back. Complaining about travel. More with Mark Tauscher, who has returned to his rightful place in his undisclosed location. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Travel challenges, Mark Tauscher is back where he belongs, starring in Wildy and Tausch, and we are thankful for that. Jesse, I am curious, though, what we discovered while Tausch was gone is that the people that are commenting on YouTube tend to be, shall we say, a little harsher than the texters or the tweeters or the Facebook commenters. I'm curious, did you check that at all to see how they were treating Tausch since they, you know, criticize our appearance and a variety of other things in the YouTube comments? I think it'd be best if you steered clear of it, quite frankly.
We actually did get an insightful comment today from Mike. I work in the airline industry. Minneapolis is having major delay issues right now because they're down to mostly one runway due to construction projects.
Well, that seems like bad planning.
Yeah, you don't do... Okay. And another thing.
They need Johnson & Sons paving ASAP.
Well, they do. Yes, they do, but that... Okay. Construction's construction. Okay? What I, another thing I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, there you go.
Live Russian look at the Minneapolis runway.
We go up to the Bear Lake is one of the big hikes up in the Rocky Mountains, okay? And the parking lot's packed. You have to take a shuttle if there's no spots. I hate doing the shuttles, but it is what it is. So we shuttle up there. And as you guys know, I'm not super patient. It's not a strength of mine. I'm starting to get better.
What?
But old girl and Eleanor decide they have to use the bathroom before we go on this hike. And it's 8 a.m., busiest time of the year. People everywhere. What time do you think that the Porta dumpster people are going to come and pump the poop out of the bathrooms? What time do you think the big old septic trunk? Now, 8 o'clock in the morning. Big old septic truck comes in. No bathrooms available for an hour because we're going to pump poop and pee out of the septic deal. 8 o'clock in the morning in the middle of July and in the heat of when it's busy. Somebody tell me why that makes any sense. Because I don't know. I don't.
So would 4:30 be better then, is what you're saying?
Yes.
4:30 a.m. would be preferable.
Or 9 o'clock at night. Or it's like doing it's like pressure washing our parking structure during the middle of the day when everybody's parking. Like, do it when people aren't there. I digress.
You do digress
a lot, actually. Well, like, when you were off, Jason, that was a thing every day. Of course, it was the week that Tausch came in every day that the parking structure was being power washed on every floor every day. And I don't know if he's been back since.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you. We're also happy.
Give those guys time to get that pressure washed. I want it to be clean.
You considered driving from Minneapolis as your delays lagged on. Well,
we considered driving to Denver from Minneapolis too, because of canceled flights, et cetera, et cetera. But we didn't have to, thankfully.
Well, that would have been tougher than driving from Minneapolis to Madison, because you wouldn't have had Quick Trips to stop at on your drive from Minneapolis to Denver. Whereas you get into Wisconsin and there's Quick Trips aplenty on your way home to Madison.
Well, I'll tell you this. We got home to Madison. It was late. No food on the plane. Kids were hungry. We stopped at Quick Trip. I think for real, one of those blended, what are the blended drinks called that you blend there? The frozen blended drinks. What are those called?
Those are called smoothies.
The smoothies. I think I grabbed myself a chicken sandwich. You know what? But in the summer, there's nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. While I'm on the road, getting an ice-cold, refreshing drink, like an ice-cold Coke. And this summer just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total of $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 each, and one final week winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, Core Power Elite products. Just download the Quick Rewards app today and see quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
We need to talk to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. He is scheduled to appear next. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
The future is bright with QB1 in Titletown.
They have their face of the franchise quarterback, but they knew that already. They wanted to pay him, but they wanted to protect themselves.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
To talk to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike momentarily. Jesse ran into a little bit of a snafu of his own, although not nearly as bad as Tausch's travel challenges. The Packers do practice today, their third straight day this week. Then they will be off from practice tomorrow, and then Saturday will be family night. We've got Brian Bulaga coming up later. Brian Bulaga is the one. He put the stop to the family night scrimmage single-handedly by tearing his ACL on a goal line play. It's been a practice ever since.
Will they be in pads Saturday night?
They will, yes.
Oh, okay. That'll be nice. Whiteout news. I just saw the big whiteout news.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up because I am curious. I don't know about you, but I'm always nervous when I wear white that I'm going to get some ketchup or whatever on my shirt.
Well, no, it's more for heavier set people. White's not a great color.
No, we wear a lot of black. Well, this guy can certainly wear plenty of whites because he's a skinny fella. And he's a former elite-level high school quarterback, despite the record that his team had during his tenure as the starter, as we learned last week. It is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason knows how to butter me up. I am certainly not skinny, but I'll take it. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, you look great, at least last time I saw you, which it's been a while, so maybe I'm wrong. Hey, are you good wearing white?
I'm currently wearing a white T-shirt as we speak. I'm a big layers guy. I like to cover up as much as I can. So I had a white T-shirt with like a little bomber jacket kind of thing on in the studio this morning. But yeah, I get what you're saying. It's very tricky because when you like to eat like I do and you spill something, you're done for the rest of the day. There's no way of blending it in. You really are in a very tricky spot.
I'm going to say this because
it's like having a quarterback injured in the first quarter. There's nothing you can do the rest of the game. You know you're going to lose.
Well, it depends who the quarterback is. I mean, no, it depends who the quarterback is. If it's somebody that's not very good and the backup might be better, maybe that isn't that big of a deal.
Why would the backup be better than the starter? That doesn't make any sense, Tausch.
It doesn't.
How many games did you win as the starting quarterback? I didn't want to do this. I'm just back. But how many games did you win as the starter?
I got it now.
All right.
That was a shot.
That was brilliant. You found the exception to the rule. My backup was definitely better.
There you go. So, Evco, I missed the big barbecue that you guys had. What were your big takeaways? It looked like you guys had a great time. Was there any spillage, anything? You broke your glass table. I still don't know if a hibachi is considered a cookout because I'm a little bit torn on that. But all in all, your cookout, that whole thing went well?
Yes. Thank you, Tausch, for asking. So we had on Friday night and on Sportsmanlike, we had about 20, 21 people at my house, and we had a big hibachi, what has been called a hibachi cookout. I think it's fair questioning whether or not it could be called a cookout. We had a professional hibachi chef come to the house. Everyone had to put their orders in advance. We had a bartender there. It was awesome. I had to rent tables and chairs. It was not cheap. I will be honest on that one. But our entire unsportsmanlike crew came over to the house, and we had an awesome time. We really did. And I am probably way more like Jason than you in this case, where, like, people coming over to the house scares me. It gets me anxious. I want it to be over before it starts. And it was excellent. We really did have a good time. Everyone enjoyed it. The highlights, and the video is out there. I'm sure Jesse could find it, but that would require work, so maybe he can't. Josh, if he's in Milwaukee, could probably find it. But there's video of Chris Canty, who's 6'8", 350 pounds, flipping the egg with the chef hat on, and it goes over his head behind him, not moving when he clearly missed. And there were moments like that. You know, Rob Lorenzo, who's our social and digital guy, got hit in the face with the zucchini when the guy was trying to flip it at Pat, our producer. It was moments like that that were funny and great, and we really did have a good time.
So if you're anxious and you just want it to be over, why do you do it then?
It's a good question. I mean, I've gotten a little bit more used to it ever since I moved out of New York City to Westchester County where I live.
Gated community, from what I've seen. Like a really nice gated
It's not a gated community.
Your partner said gated community. They had to go through a gate to get to your house. That's what your partners on your show said.
No, there is a house on my street that has a gate, a singular house. It is not a gated community. There's a singular house. The point that I was getting at before I was so rudely interrupted by a guy that shows up once every 7 months just to grill me. Anyway, what country were you in recently? Because you are ridiculous. How much travel do you do? My God. Are there parts of the world you haven't seen yet?
Not yet. No, we got a couple other things. But as I said in the beginning of the show, I might be cutting back on that because of some of the snafus. But continue as you take pot shots at me.
Okay.
Continue on.
Oh, yeah, because you're not coming at me at all. Anyway, so because of the fact that we have a house, we have a nice backyard set up with the pool and everything, over the last couple of years, we have hosted many of people at the house. So I think there are benefits, and this I'm curious as to where you weigh in on this. Do you want home court advantage, or do you want to go on the road for, like, dinner parties, get-togethers, et cetera? Because my wife and I have a lot of home court advantage that we take advantage of. Only downside is you got to clean up, and I am – oh, boy, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting arrested for going at the house here. I am big on an out time. So, like, I told our entire crew 6 to 10, and people said to me, what do you mean, the 10 part? I said, yeah, 10. You're done by 10. I want you out by a certain time. I don't want stragglers. I don't want people lingering. Where are you on home versus road?
Great question. I am always, just like in the NBA and in the NFL, I believe home field advantage is big. Now, in the other part of that is, if I could, if it was just me without Sarah, I go on the road because I can leave.
Interesting.
I will get up and I'll say, I'm going to take off. I cannot get Sarah. Sarah is a straggler on stragglers. I can't get her to leave. I will give her let's say I want to leave at 11. I will tell her we're leaving at 10:30, and if we're out by 11:20, I feel like it's a win because of the extra conversation.
Wait a second, hold on a second.
Yeah,
Providing a hypothetical.
Yeah.
You're providing a hypothetical.
No, it's not hypothetical. This is real life.
No. I know, but what I'm saying to you is the scenario you're setting up is actually a hypothetical that thankfully for you in your life does not exist because it's not just you. So I don't think that's a fair answer. So home or road, assuming it's both of you, because I would say 9 of 10 times you probably go out, it's both of you, right?
Yeah, okay. In that regard, I like being at home. So I'm going to say home, but I'm telling you, if it's not both of us, I'm going to go on the road because I can control when I leave, how I leave, what time, all that stuff. But as a couple, it's a home court advantage. I'll take that all day.
Okay.
And you know what's the ironic part of that before we finish? A lot of times, Sarah will actually go to bed prior to a guest leaving, if we're playing euchre or throwing cards, on the road, I can't get her to leave. Is that an interesting twist? That's kind of an interesting dynamic, isn't it?
That's a very fascinating thing. I got to give my wife credit. How about this? You'll be impressed. My wife had a work trip to Boston, and she cut it short Friday morning, flew back 6-something flight in the morning to get back to be there for the setup for this party. You got to give her credit on that.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Hey.
Very impressive.
Did she run into any travel complaints that she might have? And would she like to air them on the show? Or is that just Tausch's area of expertise when it comes to airline travel?
It seemed like she got back into New York okay. I don't know. I can ask her. Maybe next week she can join you guys to complain about travel.
That'd be great.
What? Tausch, what possibly could go wrong when you fly private? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great. I can get snubbed by Russell Wilson. That can. Hey, how did glass?
Wait.
What?
Okay. We're missing my favorite part of this conversation before we move on, and I really loved it because. And first of all, I could see Sarah going to bed if you and some of the straggler buddies of yours are staying up and having Coors Lights and playing cards.
That is fair, Jason. Jason, you're right about that. That is, if non-couples, I guess you can go to bed. I agree.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
And secondly, I cannot tell you how much I love the 6-10 announcement that you made and that you didn't want Strangler.
Yeah, you can't.
10 o'clock, the party's over. I have to know.
No, you can't.
Okay, he did. It doesn't matter if you can't.
Yeah, Garrett,
he did.
Before Evan answers, no way did people leave at 10. I'm going
to
say that right now. Go ahead, Jason.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's great to have you back. Did anyone violate the 10 o'clock curfew that you had put in place?
Here's the irony. Here's the irony. You never would expect this in a million years. People got there before 6 and left before 10.
Wow.
And you're okay with the early arrival if it correlates to an early departure?
I'm gonna tell you why. Who arrives early is a big key to a party. First arrival, when you have home court advantage, very key. I'll tell you why. The first four people were the first four people in theory that make sense to arrive because the lack of small talk needed, very important. So the first three people to arrive were Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, and Rob Lorenzo, who does all of our social and digital. Those are the three easiest people for me to hang with because I hang with them the most anyway. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to name names. We have some TV producers that I've spent time with maybe 2 days in my life. If they and their significant others showed up first, I'm making small talk. The night is weird. When the other three show up, I'm no longer have to worry about hosting. I literally ran a couple of errands I did some more setup within the house because I knew they could greet the guests. That is key. Who gets there first, very key. I'll give you one other thing. When my parents come over, I give them an out time. I say, hey, yeah, we're available from 1 to 3. You got to get out at 3. You can't be at my house for too long.
Oh, is that
God.
Right?
My dad does not like that.
So that, I think, is the difference between Midwest people and East Coast people. Right there. Evan Cohen, if you grew up in the Midwest, that what you just said there would never happen. Ever.
Tausch. I have never met someone that does what I do. I've never met someone in the East Coast who does what I do. Listen, I'm hosting you at our house, which means you're paying for absolutely nothing. I'm buying the food, the drinks.
Did those guys bring anything? Did Smallman and Canty bring anything?
Canty is an amazing gift giver. He brought these like beautiful candle things that my wife was like, oh my God, these are great. I don't know if Smalls brought anything. I don't actually remember if she brought anything.
Wow.
A lot of people brought desserts. There were multiple people that brought me fat-free Coffee Mate because I have that in my coffee every morning. So they brought that. I love Jason. You'll love this. Jason and I have a drink in common that we love, and neither of us drink. We both love the sparkling ice. The highest-ranking person at ESPN that was there brought me two bottles of sparkling ice, which I loved. It was great. Have you had, Jason, the new Starburst flavors of sparkling ice?
I have. They were four for like $2 at the grocery store, so I stocked up.
So good. So good. I get the cherry ones, the red ones. Oh, God, so good. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people brought gifts. I actually don't remember if Smalls brought anything.
After we gave her all those gifts to get her to be a Packers fan, that's hard to believe.
Well, that was you, not me.
Well, I just figured we were setting a good example for her. All right, so did you talk about any sort of sports of any kind on your program, or was it all this get-together that you had that dominated the headlines on Monday?
No, we did a lot of this, but we certainly talked sports on Monday. We talked about Jordan Love's contracts, obviously.
And what is the national vibe about that now that that deal is done? Because I've heard multiple national people say what a huge risk the Packers are taking. And in the local area, I don't feel like I've heard much of any of that from anyone here in the Wisconsin ecosystem.
So a couple of things on this. One, I understand why someone would say it is a risk because of the lack of regular season games played. I don't personally find it to be a risk. in that regard. What I look at with this whole contract is I think that the Green Bay Packers are better set up for the next 5 years. Let's leave Kansas City to the side because they're Kansas City. They're better set up for the next 5 years maybe than any team in the NFL. What they have done in aligning age and contract-wise, their players and their coach and their general manager is just phenomenal. I believe that Brian Gutekunst is the best general manager in the NFL. I believe he played the Rodgers Love thing perfectly. I believe that he is empowered the head coach. Okay, you know what? That's a fair one. But we are playing results a little bit on that, but that's a very fair one.
Well, that's reality, right?
But Tausch, there's two results though to play on that. One, would Love of Rodgers in terms of productivity, but is there an argument that Love needed one more year so he had the year that he had last year? So maybe it's not a year.
No, we don't know.
Because you're changing.
It's an unknown.
Yeah, you're changing the Love sequence in that regard. But I understand why they did it. I felt like the best argument that I heard on this is Jeff Darlington of ESPN, who was talking about Tua and comparing and contrasting Tua and Love. And he said, and he's been supportive of Tua, he said the biggest difference, though, is Love on the open market may have gotten more than the Packers gave him. There's no way Tua would have. And I think that was a really good point.
That is a good
Jordan
point.
Love in the open market, there's an argument he gets 56 and not 55.
And a lot more guaranteed, too.
About that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Evan, one more thing before we let you go. You have this great poll, and Tausch and I are going to steal it a little bit for a conversation a little bit later in the show. But you said best possible February result, meaning what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. And the choices you gave were Kansas City three-peating, a Jets-Packers Super Bowl, which is what I voted for.
Oh, baby.
A Detroit-Cleveland Super Bowl, which right now is leading the balloting, and I also love that idea. Or Dallas getting the Super Bowl win after all these years, after their domination in the 90s, which I like because I like Mike McCarthy. If you had voted in your own poll, how would you have voted?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Could you imagine if it's a Packers Jets Super Bowl and
it would break every record ever assembled in Super Bowl history.
I was getting somewhere with this, Tausch. Thanks for interrupting. Can you imagine if Tausch, because how Tausch normally gets to the Super Bowl is very private and how he gets to the Super Bowl. I'd like to hear him complain about that travel and route to New Orleans for that one when Tausch is there and then calls everybody and says, I'd like to go to the Super Bowl this year and have everyone else pay for it as he's already there because he's very private about his how he gets there. he and Scalzo all of a sudden. Anyway, so I love dominance in sports. We have discussed this many of times that the idea of dominance reigns supreme, and I think that my lean initially was to go Chiefs three-peat. The problem with that would be if they three-peat, for me, as somebody that loves Michael Jordan and Tom Brady, Mahomes' comparisons to those two guys would be out of control, and I'm already preemptively sick of that. And it hasn't happened. So I took that out.
Mm.
And then I thought, the Detroit-Cleveland one is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Just these losers for such a long period of time getting there. I got to be honest, Jason, I don't know how to answer this because then I go, well,
that's
Packers
a good poll.
Love. Right, Packers-Jets would be an amazing one because I am not anti-relitigating all of the Rodgers stuff because I find it endlessly fascinating because how good I think Brian Gutekunst is at his job and the way in which he team builds. But then you're like, well, wait a minute, I love McCarthy and McCarthy and Dak winning a Super Bowl and sticking two big middle fingers up to the Cowboys and saying, we out, we're going together to New Orleans, or the Giants, we're good, see you later, we did what we needed to do. All of them are intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys one is not intriguing at all. It's only intriguing because it's the Cowboys and everybody.
Wait a minute. How could you say?
You just want to talk Cowboys.
No. Take the exact same circumstances and put the entire team on the Tennessee Titans. Put Dak Prescott, a great quarterback, and Mike McCarthy a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Nobody's interested.
Put them on the Tennessee.
Nobody outside of Tennessee is interested.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Jeez, go back on vacation, would you please? Anyway, I'm sure you will starting tomorrow. When was the last time we saw a coach and quarterback walk off after winning a Super Bowl?
They ain't going to walk off. It's not going to happen if they win the Super Bowl, though.
You sure about that?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'm just not as intrigued.
Oh, okay.
If I'm ranking things, that is a distant fourth, and it's not even near the medal stand. Like, that's in a different that's in a whole different quadrant. Like, I'm not remotely intrigued. The other three, interested. Evan, before you go, I did a little research on my trip. And
I think, you know
how the Patriots, you started getting that hatred vibe about Super Bowl III, IV that they won. It was cheaters and everything else. I think a vast majority of fans of the NFL, the Chiefs are their second favorite team. I don't see the vitriol that you see from winning. This feels more Bulls-like, and because I can remember the Bulls stuff, there weren't people rooting against. There were people rooting against the Bulls, but the vast majority of people were pulling for Jordan to get six. I think somehow the Chiefs, with Taylor Swift being a key component, I think the Chiefs are most people's second favorite teams when it comes to the NFL. Is that a crazy take?
How would that indicate you did research? What research?
Because Evan, I'm in the Rocky Mountains. I'm in Denver, which is the Chiefs' biggest rival. And there were more Chiefs hats and sweatshirts and shirts. I saw a couple Packer fans, but for the most part, it was Chiefapalooza in Denver. That's what made me. That was my research that I did.
Along
with the Continental Divide, which I want to do a sidecast with you on the Continental Divide at some point, just how fascinating it is. But we'll talk about that.
Is that like the free breakfast, the Continental breakfast that we're talking about?
No.
Because I don't know anything else. I don't think that's an unfair take that you made in terms of the Chiefs feel, it's funny, more likable. Michelle Smallman came on the air today and said she's already sick of the Chiefs. But there's somebody who disagrees with that take. I think you're right. I think way more people like the Chiefs than they did the Patriots. Obviously, Mahomes is a superstar. Kelce, obviously, we talk about with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Tausch, I know you're big on their kicking game. I just think in general, they are very likable. In Andy Reid, obviously, making fun of himself in a way that other schlubby coaches don't. I think you're probably right about that. I think they feel more Bulls-ish. You know, I would say Warriors, but, like, people turned on the Warriors because of KD. You know, the Chiefs have not made that addition that would be a KD-like addition that would drive people crazy.
All right, Evan, Tausch has got to get back to his research that he does both on vacation and while he's here, so we got to let you go. Thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. See you later.
That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike.
He's kind of feisty today. A little feistier than
just
usual today.
Only him, though, not anyone else on the panel. Want to remind you that the all-new Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattresses are here at Steinhoffel's. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep because of travel snafus. Well, if you came home to a Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattress, you would sleep so beautifully. Expertly engineered with the most advanced pressure-relieving materials to make those aches and pains a thing of the past. Plus, get the new Tempur-Pedic Adapt for only $52 a month when you use Steinhoffel's 60-month financing. And on top of all that, you'll get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. There is nothing like a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic from Steinhoffel's. So start sleeping better tonight. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn.
Thanks again to Evan Cohen. Sounds like that was a fun party that he had. I love the end time. I've never heard of anyone doing that for a party.
No, it seems I don't think it would fly here. Like, I know it wouldn't fly if I said, hey, we're going to play cards, but you got to be out by 10. I just don't think that flies. Everybody shows up a little bit later and leaves a little bit later, I think, here. But you should see that glass table that broke and all that glass in the cracks back in your patio. That would drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how you'd fix that. Like, how you'd get that all out, because then your dogs are running around. Your kids.
Yeah, it'd be a problem.
And your friends. It'd drive you nuts. About it.
Well, as long as there wasn't any sort of damage to the paving at his house, because he does not live close enough to have Johnson and Sons take care of it.
Well, summer's here, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure that you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment. So, Jason, I've been listening to your coverage. I listened to some of the pod on my 18-hour day in the airport yesterday, reading some of your State Journal stuff. And I posed a question just now that I can't wait to hear what Jason J. Wilde, 29 years on the beat, covering every practice. Is there a more underrated player? I have a guy that I know and that I think, and but what I'm hearing from training camp is balling out. I got to see if Jason agrees with me on who I pick, and we'll do that in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.